Attention, as of this moment you are listening to the Rock for Rookies internet radio show. If you are offended by words like gosh, shucks, golly, schnitzel, fudge, mother father, golly gee whiz, tickle my monkey with a wok, whatever, stop the streaming now. This is not a pop station. This is a call to arms. What's up, everybody? My name is Maximo Mike, and you are listening to Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, November 30th, 2008, and last week we had an absolutely fantastic nu metal show. It was hard, it was energetic, and it was angry, so I decided to give you guys all a break and have a really fun show. I'm not going to play a lot of hard stuff. It's not going to be a soft show, no, God forbid, but it's really going to be a fun show. And one of the most fun, chilled-out bands I know is Smash Mouth. So off the album Fush You Mang, this is the song Let's Rock.
Thinking about the past, about the good times, and have they all come and gone? And are there more years behind than ahead? Then I'll say to myself, fuck, let's rock, let's rock, let's rock, let's rock. About who they are, and are they looking down and laughing hard, and are they aliens or robots or humanoids or gods? I think I'm just paranoid.
Fuck it, let's rock, let's rock, let's rock, let's rock, let's rock, let's rock, let's rock. Now someone takes my cat, but she runs away when she gets in. When someone takes my chin, when she runs away, I won't be blue. Cause I know what to do.
About my vices and about the prices that I'll later have to pay. I've been thinking about myself and about my health. Then I'll say, what the hell?
Let's rock! Let's rock! Let's rock! Let's rock! Let's rock! Yeah.
So that was Smash Mouth and the song Let's Rock, Smash Mouth being a California rock band. Now, alright, let's get back to last week's show again. I said that nu metal was my genre. Mine. All mine. But the thing is that all the bands that I played, I didn't even know most, not most, half of them I didn't know. So I actually did a lot of research for last week's show, and I discovered a whole bunch of nu metal bands. Now, one of the bands that I discovered that I really, really liked was Hot Action Cop, and I think that even though they're totally energetic and hard, they're also a lot of fun. So here's the song Don't Want Her to Stay.
Down today.
Just heard Whitesnake and the song Rock You Like a Hurricane. Now, Whitesnake started as a more bluesy style band back in the 70s. Actually, their earlier stuff was compared to Deep Purple, probably because some of the original members of Deep Purple moved over into Whitesnake. Anyway, later on in the 80s, they joined the whole glam rock era where they put out the really big song that you probably know, Here I Go Again, On My Own. Before then, we heard from Three Dog Night and the song Joy to the World. They actually were really big during between the 60s and the 70s. They also did a song called Mama Told Me Not to Come, also a pretty famous song by Three Dog Night. Now, I was recently just downloading songs at random, and, you know, just when you just, like, click on a genre and see what you get out of it, and I discovered a band called Say Anything that I had never, ever heard of, and this taught me a valuable lesson. Maybe there's a reason I hadn't heard about them. They're not too good. Here's the song, Wow, I Can Get Sexual Too.
If I die and go to hell real soon, it will appear to me as this room. And for eternity I'd lay in bed in my boxers half stone with a pillow under my head. I'd be chatting on the interweb, magazine. maggots prey upon the living dead. I had no interest in the things she said. On the phone every day, all permanently in the hay. I called her on the phone and she touched herself. She touched herself. She touched herself. I called her on the phone and she touched herself. I laughed myself to sleep. At this rate, I'll be heading for electric chairs. I'm only human with my cross to bear. When she described her underwear, I forgot all the rules my rabbi taught me in the old shul. You're too young to be this empty girl. I'll prepare you for a sick dark world. Know that you will be my downfall. But I call and I call and I call. Herself, she touched herself. Called her on the phone and she touched herself. I laughed myself to sleep. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want.
So the first song that we heard was Say Anything, and the song Wow, I Can Get Sexual Too. Write in and tell me what you thought about that band. I really don't like them. Something about the guy's voice, but I gotta play it because it's rock. It's all for you guys. Anyway, after that, we heard from Black Light Burns and the song The Mark. Now, Black Light Burns is basically Wes Borland's band, the guitarist of Limp Bizkit, but it did have a whole bunch of other famous people in it, like Josh Freese, a huge drummer who's been in Nine Inch Nails and a whole bunch of other bands. Now, the thing is that when I first heard the album, I didn't really like it because I thought it was way too industrial and I didn't know what it had to do with Wes Borland, but I actually found The Mark, which I thought was a perfect example of Wes, and it was very good for the show. All right, right after them, we heard from Smashing Pumpkins, and who doesn't love the Pumpkins? That was the song Today Is the Greatest Day. Now, this next song goes out to Elon Cohen and Anna Hertzberg, who are now engaged! Woohoo! And I know that Elon is a huge fan of this band, and it's actually probably one of the few bands that we can actually agree on that we both like. This is Something Corporate and the song I Woke Up in a Car.
Where I woke up in a car.
Okay, so back to Blacklight Burns. Their first album, Cruel Melody, sold about 5,000 copies in the first week, and maybe for the rest of the year, maybe, say, 20 more copies. Well, Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky, the song we just heard, sold 2 million in 1969, just a tad more. Sorry, Blacklight. Anyway, before then, we heard from Sugar Ray and the song Every Morning. Go check out Rob Paravonian's video from YouTube, which I will post on the video of the day for more information on that song. Here's something now to keep you occupied for the next 7 minutes. It's a Liquid Tension Experiment and the song Universal Mind. We'll be right back. So that was Liquid Tension Experiment, and man, are they fantastic. I love instrumental rock. I really do. Now, I really hope they put out a third disc, and they promised they would, but the truth is, I actually have high hopes now because they've really been active and on tour in 2008. So here's hoping. Now, wrapping up part one, it's obviously time for the Metallica of the Week, and I'm going to play a single by Metallica that was not on any album. Right, I'm going to play the song I Disappear, which was the last song that Metallica recorded with Jason Newsted as the band's bassist. It's off the Mission Impossible 3 soundtrack. Here's I Disappear. See you in part two. We'll be right back.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Welcome back to part two, and it's fun here on Rock for Rookies. Now I'm going to take this opportunity to say that I did a competition, which I started a couple weeks ago, which I think was an abysmal failure. Now I'm going to say that it's because that you guys are really busy, and that you wanted to make videos, or you were hoping to see who would go first so you wouldn't be the only one. But either way, it was an abysmal failure, but I forgive you, and I'm definitely thinking in my own mind that it's not because nobody's actually listening to me. So here we go. Now I'm going to start off part two with a fantastic new song. I spoke about the fact that the album was coming out now. This is the new single by Fall Out Boy. The song is I Don't Care.
Summer, let the symbol glow in flames. Place my
So that was Fall Out Boy and their new single, I Don't Care. The video is absolutely hilarious, and I'm posting it on the video of the day list. And now, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and welcome to the news. Now, unfortunately, I actually feel that the introduction to the news is longer than the news itself. Alright, so starting up, California pop rockers Phantom Planet are calling it a day after almost 15 years together. The band, which formed up in the early 90s, announced to their fans that they will play a final gig on December 12th at the Troubadour in L.A. Avita Zen, Phantom Planet. Alright, now we're going on to Guns N' Roses. Currently, Guns N' Roses have topped the music charts on iTunes. That's right, they've topped the internet charts, not the real music charts. AC/DC are still on the top of those. Really quick, AC/DC, not only are they at the top of all the charts, and the hot charts and the rock charts, they actually just entered into the dance charts. Wow, AC/DC in the dance charts, very cool. Anyway, back to Guns N' Roses. Remember that whole thing with Dr. Pepper saying that they would give a free Dr. Pepper to everyone in America? Well, apparently they've totally screwed things up, and they're still they're making people buy them, and then they're refunding them, or I'm not even sure what's going on, but Axl Rose is very pissed off, even though he had nothing to do with it in the first place, and apparently he's suing Dr. Pepper. Weird. Come on, Axl. Just leave him alone and just don't say anything. Your album hasn't gotten that good reviews anyway. All right. No Doubt in the news. They're finishing up their first studio album in 7 years, and they're going on a world tour, which is pretty cool for Israel because No Doubt have been here before, and maybe they'll be back here again. And the rest of the news was absolute garbage, so that's all I got for this week. That was from me and antimusic.com. Moving on, let's listen to OK Go.
I saw you sliding out the bar. I saw you slipping out the back door, baby. Don't even try and find a line. This time is fine, darling, you're still divine. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to fade it all, but you're so damn hard. Yeah, you're so damn hard. You're headed to your car. You say it's dinner with your sister, sweetie. But darling, look at how you're dressed. Your best suggests another kind of guest. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to fade it all. But you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. This other guy you got, which other rooms are riding hush, hush, sugar. I could have swore you said before, no more for sure what I believe you for. You don't love me at all, but don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to fade it all, but you're so damn hot. Yeah, you're so damn hot. So damn hard, you don't love me at all. But don't think that it bothers me at all. You're bad hearted, boy, try to fade it all, but you're so damn high. Yeah, you're so damn high. Oh, you're so damn high.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking. conversation inside. Bittersweet migraine in my head. It's like a throbbing toothache of the mind. I can't take this feeling anymore. Drain the pressure from the swelling. Sensations overwhelming. Give me a look, you're scared and dying. Everything will be alright. Tell me that I won't feel a thing. So give me another kill.
That was Give Me Novocaine off the Green Day album American Idiot. It was a very ballady and it was a lot of fun. Before then, we heard from Pat Benatar, an influential four-time Grammy Award-winning American rock singer with 7 platinum and 3 gold albums to her credit, as well as 19 top 40 singles. We heard the song Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I actually tried to play that song about a month ago for Oscar Russell. He wanted the weirdest cover version of it. Now, speaking of Oscar Russell, a listener from England, he has actually given in an article for the rocking chair, so I haven't posted anything there, and Oscar, you know, he volunteered, so go check out a new metal article on the rocking chair. Woohoo! Now, one of Rock for Rookie's favorite singers is now coming up. It's the song Free Falling, and the artist, everyone together, Tom Petty!
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. And I'm free.
the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
free falling. situation. We don't know any word and explanation. Fuck elitists, we don't need this. We're the elite of just alright. And well, because we're doing fine, and we don't need to be told that we're doing fine, cause we won't give you control.
After Tom Petty and the song Free Falling, we heard from Sum 41 and the song Underclass Hero off the album of the same name. The album Underclass Hero was actually given very varying reviews. Some of it were like, it's absolutely horrible because it sounds just like Blink-182 and Green Day. And other people were like, it's absolutely amazing because it sounds just like Blink-182 and Green Day. Now, one of the things that I noticed was that as much as Sum 41 is trying to get across this whole, like, anti-politics or what's going on in the world message, is that they're not really mentioning any names. Now, I picked it up. I read that also in AllMusic.com, where it's like, they have a song that starts out, "Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead." And then, like, the guitars kick in. Why don't they just, like, say who they're pissed off at? Put it in the music, because the truth is, what I think they were trying to do was trying to make the album relevant forever. You know, that you would put it in 10 years from now and be like, oh, this music is really awesome and it's talking about the president right now. But I also think it would be a lot better if they could just do that, you know, see, like, President Bush is dead and be like, hey, dude, you remember this album from 10 years ago? America sucked back then. In their opinion. Alright, after Sum 41 from Aerosmith and the song Blind Man, because it's been a long time since I played Aerosmith, and the song Blind Man is an absolutely beautiful ballad which does not get enough credit. Now, I'm really going to play an amazing song for you. It's Dragon Force, and the song is Cry for Eternity. So now, because you know that it's Dragon Force, you know that you basically have time to get up, maybe wash some dishes, do your laundry, come back and the song will still be playing, and you'd be right. It's about 8 and a half minutes. It's an awesome song. Listen, try to get through the whole thing and see how varying it is and how much goes into a Dragon Force song. Good luck! I really hope none of you were holding your breath through that song, because that means I lost some more listeners. Alright guys, it's time for the end of the show. I'm not having a salute this week because I feel confined in the box that I created for myself, and I need to let loose. This whole show was about stretching. It was about stretching off the theme shows I've been doing lately, and it's about, you know, just getting back into the groove of things, and, you know, getting into it all relaxed and chilled. So I hope you guys had a lot of fun. We still have two more songs to go, so don't get up yet or turn off the show yet. Let's finish things off right with Zebrahead off the album Phoenix. This is the song The Juggernauts.
Watching anvils falling all around, they break our bones when they hit the ground. The sirens scream without a sound, so we numb ourselves with drink to drown. Got a clock in, barcode and names, heroes and ones compose a game. But the roof's on fire, but it stops to rain, so clench your fists and enjoy the pain. Think back to the ways of yesterday, so I and team raised renegades and punk rock clubs and razor blades where throwaway kids could serenade. We lost control again, we lost control again, we lost control. Gotta find a way to make amends, rewrite the hand, take back what time has stolen.
We are the angry, the innocent, we are the the discontent, we are the marquee, the 1%, we are the bourgeoisie of arguments.
Dropping out of the world, it's time for God. The scars that show them care a lot. In the sky we tread like a juggernaut. The things we do and what we saw, but one by one we fall the same. How much to lose, not much to gain. So have your hope, pop another train, and bleach yourself if the same remains. Sing back to the ways of yesterday's, when we never even had to get paid to play. Had a backpack filled with a lot to say, but the words have all been thrown away. We lost control again, we lost control again, we lost control. Gotta find a way to make amends. We ride the hand, take back what time has gone.
We are the angry, the innocent, we are the hungry, the discontent, we are the marquee, the 1%, we are the bourgeoisie of arguments. We won't wait, we're the lost, but we found. We can't wait, unless I call it. We won't wait, we're not the fallen, the underground, you won't recognize. We are the angry, the innocent, we are the hungry, the discontent, we are the marquee, the 1%.
She lives for me, says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivate? attention. C comes round and C goes down to me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a go-to with the curse.
On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken.
That was Third Eye Blind and the song Semi-Charmed Life, a goodbye song for you guys. Now you guys can get up and dust yourselves off and get ready to get back to real life, which is a tad boring. Now, I want to say that even though the competition didn't really work out, I'm still going to be making the Rock for Rookies t-shirts. They're pretty much like one step away from getting made, which is very cool, so I'll be selling those soon on the site. I hope you had an absolutely fantastic show today, November 30th, 2008. I will see you guys next week on Rock for Rookies. Peace.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go. Let's go.